Good morning.
Good morning.
We had a wonderful time with the youth yesterday. We met the church building at 3. We had a devotional. And Keith and Helen bought pizza and donated it to the youth. And then we all went out to the bowling alley here at Brunswick on 436 and went bowling. And Anna beat me the first game, but I clobbered the second game. I had to let all the youth know that they're not allowed to beat the preacher. But it was a fun time. It really was. Jay is back. Jay, we're glad you're well again. Jay had been sick and he was in the hospital. It was a stomach virus. But Jay, we're glad you're back. And you haven't seen. He's got a really good looking suit on this morning. So Jay, we're thankful that you're back. And I see once again that Aaron brought his uncle with him. Welcome. What was your name again?
James Phillips.
James Phillips. Two names. We're glad that you're here. Also, I see Waleen has a guest. Who is this young man?
This is my grandson, Daniel.
Daniel, welcome. I'm glad you came with your grandma today. And then we got a family. I know I've seen them before. They visited us at least once or twice. And what's your name?
I'm Damien.
Not you, Damien. We know you're Damien. Like a couple in the back.
Lester.
Well, we welcome you. We're happy that you're here this morning. My topic for this morning is called Dead or Alive. If you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. We will be reading verses 1 through 6 together. The main title there is To the Church in Sardis. Write this to the angel of the church in Sardis, the one who has the seven spirits and the seven stars, says this. That's Jesus, by the way. I know what you do. People say that you are alive, but really, you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what you have left before it dies completely. I have found that what you are doing is less than what my God wants. So do not forget what you have received and heard. Obey it and change your hearts and lives. So you must wake up, for I will come like a thief, and you will not know when I will come to you. But you have a few things there in Sardis. Who have kept their clothes unstained. So they will walk with me and will wear white clothes because they are worthy. Those who win the victory will be dressed in white clothes like them. And I will not erase their names from the book of life. But I will say they belong to me before my Father and before his angels. Everyone who has ears should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Once they had been a working congregation, but now they were content to merely coast along with that reputation, basking in the glory that is no more, of which they no longer deserve. Christians, as well as congregations, need to regularly examine themselves and honestly determine, are we dead or are we alive? Because that's what it comes down to. We are either alive in Jesus Christ or we are dead. Preachers and elders and deacons and yes, even the members are not allowed to become complacent. Brethren, I would dare say that we here at Plymouth have forgotten the mission of the church. This problem is widespread throughout the churches in the United States of America. But we cannot do things for the churches in other places, but we can take care of the church at least. We have lost sight of the Lord's original goal for the church. Why did Jesus say He came into the world? Remember Luke 19:10? The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them. Or as you're probably more acquainted with, He came to seek and save those who are lost. Are we doing that? That is the question. Are we dead or are we alive? Churches tend to substitute the serving of programs. We have youth, and we have women Bible studies, and we have Fifth Sunday eatings, and we... Are these things bad? No. But are we here just to do these things? Or are these things designed to help us go about doing that, which is the mission of Jesus, and therefore the mission of His church, reaching the lost of the world, finding the lost and bringing them to Jesus, who will redeem them? And we cannot forget, evangelism is confronting the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Showing movies, even if they're Christian movies, is not doing that. Meeting together every Sunday is not doing that. Evangelism is when we go into the world and confront an evil world with the gospel of Christ, that the lost can be found and brought to Jesus. That is the original purpose of the church. A light set upon a hill. So why do we assemble? Why do we come to Sunday school? Why do we go to Wednesday night class? The real purpose is to prepare us. Prepare us to what? To eat good meals together? I love doing that. But no. It is to prepare us to reach lost for Jesus. Open your eyes and look. The fields are white unto fire. We sometimes think the church is here to serve us. But you are wrong. You are the church. You are here as the church to serve others. Have we forgotten that? God has called us. He has not called us to be pew potatoes. And believe me, many of us have become pew potatoes. Heard of couch potatoes. But God has called us. By pew potato, I mean one who comes Sunday morning, but who does not get involved in the mission of the church. And that is eventual. Brethren, if this description fits you, then you are a pew potato and not a disciple. But it is not too late. Christ has warned us here in Revelation 3 with the church of Sardis of what will happen. But He also tells us what we need to do as true disciples of Jesus Christ. First, He says, wake up! What does that mean, to wake up? And we all hate when the alarm clock goes off in the morning. That's why I never use one. I use my watch. It's much quieter. But, wake up. We need to realize that we here at Plymouth have sinned against God. We have not been about the mission of the church. Remember what Jesus said here, and I love the way the New Century Version puts it. I have found that what you are doing is less than what my God wanted. That was his critic. Not that they weren't doing anything, but that they were not doing enough. Not what God wanted. And Jesus warned them, don't let yourself be caught unaware. I will return, says Jesus. One day we may hear these very words. So, Monty, you were too busy to be about the work of evangelism in Plymouth. Depart from me. I know you are. Be gone. God has always, Old and New Testament, measured faithfulness by obedience to His Word. Hebrews 11. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. By faith, Enoch pleased God. How? Because he walked with the Lord. Noah had faith and he built an ark to save his family. Abraham had faith and he left the country where he was born and raised to go somewhere he didn't know. God didn't tell him. By faith, Abraham put his son on an altar and was going to kill him according to the word of the Lord. Jesus himself showed faith in the Father that he left glory, heaven, to come to earth. To die, to suffer for us. This is the kind of faith God wants. Obedient to his will. Secondly, Jesus says here, it's not too late. You need to repent. We talk about repentance today. Nathaniel, I've got a question for you. What does repentance mean? Oh, Charlie, you didn't do a good enough job. I forgot. So you have to ask Charlie then, huh, Nathaniel? Charlie, what does repentance mean?
Turning away. A change of mind.
But is turning away alone enough? You've got to start heading the other direction. I can still walk backwards if you're turning the other way. But he calls us to repentance. And by definition, that means to turn around, to leave the wrong thinking and the wrong doing, and by faith, to do that which the Lord has called us. In Revelation 2, in verse 4, talking to the church at Ephesus, here's what Jesus says. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Have we forgotten what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us? Have we forgotten that He left glory in heaven to become a man? Have we forgotten that He suffered as a human being upon earth? And that by the people of God? Have we forgotten that He died upon a cross and shed His blood that we could come into that glory of heaven with Him? Have we forgotten what the Lord has done for us? Do you still remember that day of salvation when you washed away your sins in baptism? Do you remember the joy you felt? Do you remember telling others about the excitement of knowing Jesus for that first time? I think maybe our problem is apathy. We have lost that. What happens when you lose that love with your husband or your wife? Fortunately, usually it needs a voice. But if you keep that alive, even after 50, 60 years of marriage, how long have you been married, LD?
93.
93 years of his first love. It's amazing. God wants that excitement to remain. And it can remain throughout the years. Find the first love. Because apathy brings with it a problem. What about our friends, our family, our neighbors who are not in Christ? They're lost. They're dead. They're condemned. If we do not tell them about Jesus Christ, do we care? In Romans 1 and 16, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, and then the Gentile. Paul says, we need not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of Christ to heal the lost. Why should we be ashamed of the power of God? So what should we do here at Plymouth? First, we need to fall on our knees in prayer, and we need to ask God for forgiveness because we have sinned. And secondly, we need to start attending the church service of the Lord. We need to start attending the Sunday morning Bible class. We need to start attending the Wednesday night Bible class. Why? Because here is not only where we gain strength and knowledge, but here is where we learn what to tell people about our God. This very morning, Jerry started a new series of lessons using the World Bible Study. He is showing you on Sunday mornings how to use this material to reach out to loved ones, to friends, and to neighbors. And Jerry complimented my wife. She said she understood everything today. She said, this is the kind of English I understand that shows you how good Jerry is, but also I think it'd be how good World Bible School material is. My wife is German, and she struggles with English, for those of you who don't know. Not that our English is that bad, but she said she understood today. That shows the level of material that is available. And Jerry is helping to show you how to reach out to loved ones and family and friends. Wednesday night. Cletus has been teaching a series of lessons to the men in leadership training. Men, do you want to one day be elders? Do you one day want to be a deacon? Do you want to lead this church forward? Plymouth needs men to step up into leadership. And if you want to do that, Wednesday night, Cletus has been teaching the men how to take leadership and what to do with it. When is that? Wednesday night. And women, every Wednesday night there's a woman's Bible class. Do you want to know what women can do for the Lord? Wednesday night, Bible class. A number of women have been teaching it, and I think very successfully. I know Marion. I think Shirley taught once. I was going to say Rex's wife. I got to thank Doreen. I know Doreen has at least taught it once. And I know Michelle has taught, and since I'm not there, I don't know all the women that teach. But women, you're learning in this class how women can serve the Lord God. And this is the second step that we need to do to break off this primitive. To start attending the things that build us up. Isn't that right, Steve? And probably one of the greatest mission fields we have is our children. Do you bring them to Sunday morning class? Sermons are usually too complicated for children. But Sunday morning class is at their level where they can learn about Jesus Christ at a level they understand. Once again, do we care about the salvation of our children? If we can't attend the worship service of the Lord, how can we show faithfulness to the world? How can we reach the lost with the message of Jesus Christ? Thirdly, to wake up, we need to get active in inviting people to church. We need to get active in inviting our children and their children's friends and children, the neighbor children, to Sunday school class. Our neighbor can invite to the church service of the Lord. And when we start learning the basics of Christianity in Sunday morning class, we can even, with the power of God, ask friends and loved ones and neighbors if they might be interested. You might be surprised at how many might say yes. We also have other things to invite people to. We just recently had a church picnic. Is that not a wonderful place to invite a neighbor for his first taste of the Lord's church? What about trunk or treat? I know Michelle put a lot of work in that. I should say Mark too, but I think Michelle put a little bit more work into it. Isn't that a wonderful time to invite parents and their children to meet the church? Once again, evangelism is not entertainment. Evangelism is confronting people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is evangelism. This summer we are going to have a vacation Bible school. Here is the place where I desperately need workers. I need teachers. I need assistants to the teachers. She's already got her hand raised. I prefer you not be a teacher. I prefer you come. But we need you to bring your children, your grandchildren. We need you to bake cookies and make drinks and pass them out to the children, loving them. We need you for skits that go along with our Bible classes. We need you this summer for vacation Bible school. I hope you're not going to be too busy for the Lord. And don't forget, we have got some wonderful new tracks. And they are wasting away on that rack back there. Tracks are not made to sit in a little rack. Tracks are made to read. But is that not a wonderful thing to pass on to somebody else? Read it first, if you know what's in there. And pass it on to family members who need it. To friends and neighbors. This is a chance to reach out to the Lord. And ushers, you men, when you are ushering, in the very back here, we have welcome kits that every guest should get. That's the job of the ushers, to take a pack, go to a visitor, welcome them, and give them that package that talks about Plymouth and the Lord. And this should be done before the worship service even begins. Such little things are big in the sight of the Lord. And fourth, I've already mentioned this, but I think it of extreme importance to attend Sunday morning service to learn how to use World Bible School to reach out to the lost. Because, brothers and sisters, this is the mission of the church. Jesus' mission was to seek and save those who were lost. It didn't end with him. He passed that on to the church. And fifth, and last, we need to have a daily devotion. Time in prayer, time in word. And one of the first things we should pray about is for forgiveness. But secondly, we as Christians need to start looking around us. The field is white, Jesus said, but you aren't. Who is ready enough? When you know a family and loved ones and neighbors and friends, put them on a piece of paper, and when you pray, pray for those people. And God will give you the strength and the courage to reach those people. But God will do His part when you present the Word. Remember these words of Jesus from Revelation 3:2. Wake up! Make yourself stronger before what you have left dies completely. I have found that what you are doing is less than what my God wants. God loves you. He wants all people to come to repentance and salvation. That includes you. So this morning, I ask those of you who have become pew potatoes to come forward and ask for forgiveness. To change your life. Repentance means not just to turn around. It means to change your life, your thinking, and start doing what is right. And if you are not a Christian this morning, God is calling you to salvation. He is ready to wash away your sins in baptism and to give you the Holy Spirit so that you can walk a new life. Let us go together and tell the wonderful deeds that God has done for us. Will you not come as we stand?